you'll start.
Yep.
At the direction of the commission.
Yes, well, understanding that.
So don't hold Mr. Elliott to,
nope.
Ask if something doesn't happen.
Gotcha.
I do know that, just so you know, we've been out there, we've spent time, resources, and we've looked at the issue. I know that we've had engineers look at it pro bono. They've offered. I don't know where they're at on that. Mr. Huff, have you heard if there's been any?
I've tried to call the engineers that you mentioned, and they've never returned my call.
No, I will check them.
So I just know that, again, it is a favor to us.
Understand.
But that may be something we have to look at as well. So.
And that could take some time. I mean, that's why.
I just need to know when it starts. You know, if it doesn't start for a year, I'm not going to be real happy.
I understand that. We're not in the business of doing that.
So, Devin, I understand you're going to talk to the engineer company, see if they have thoughts on how it could best be handled, and then that's number one.
All right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
sir.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I'll steal my phone right back.
We'll move on down the agenda. Accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 465090 through 465156, warrants 7797 through 7800, and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes October 4th, 2021, and executive session minutes for October 4th, 2021.
Do we have all of the corrected? Do we all three have the corrected?
We do.
I was trying to see what is it that was corrected. I was trying to, while conversation was going on.
I think they took out the word honorable.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know why we couldn't be called honorable.
Well, because it didn't say that.
My question is, has this commission previously vacated? But that was a direct reading from Mr. Wade, so that's what was read into the record. So is that, even though that's not necessarily accurate, is that what we leave it?
He actually continued on. Let me see where that's at. After he said that, he made a point saying it was not the previous commission.
It was not the current. And it could be that this commission just relied, is specific just Taney County. Anyway, so I want to bring that to your attention to make sure you're all right with it. Do you guys have any other questions on them or thoughts?
I don't.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 4th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for October 4th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Presiding Commissioner, I have a suggestion. Can we go back and approve payroll?
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll move back up the agenda to approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I got stuck. Monthly budget report.
Monthly budget report of at the end of September. General County Revenue Fund is at $5,305,728.77. That is having revenues of just over $10.5 million and expenditures of just over $10.3. Road and Bridge is at had revenue of $10,647,927.56. Expenditures is $8,610,566.83, at a balance of just over $15 million. Law enforcement fund, tax fund, is at $3,748,742.54. And the sewer fund is at $8,297,129.45. And I have delivered to you guys the full monthly report. Any questions in reference to the monthly report? All right. Thank you.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension update. I don't see anybody here.
I don't think they've got the replacement hired yet.
That they gave it pretty recently, didn't they?
Pardon?
Didn't they just give that?
Yes, it seemed like it was just yesterday. But.
Moving on down the agenda, NASPO Value Point contract fire alarm number 21-116 maintenance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I've received a letter dated October 8, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. So the purpose of this agreement is to provide annual fire alarm and sprinkler system testing and inspection at the Taney County Justice Center for one fire panel, 28 pole stations, 47 smoke detectors, 140 seven duct detectors, 178 AVs and horn strobes, 9 heat detectors, 2 enunciators, 21 water flow, 23 tamper switches, and 4 wet risers, and 1 backflow preventer. Total contract price is $6,713.
Now we use them currently, do we not?
Pardon?
Do we use them currently?
Yes.
Is this the same contract as before, or is it a different one?
Yes.
It is the same one? Ish?
Commissioner Williams, last year, whenever I reviewed this renewal, there was a reference to the standard terms and conditions that I did not have for review, and I noted that in my letter last year because I went back to look and make the comparison. So I didn't have those for review last year, so I can't say with certainty that it's exactly the same.
In the previous contract, it always permitted to ask him to increase the service charge with giving you 30 days notice. Is that the way it's always been?
Yes.
Have they did they increase it in the last 2 years?
I'm not sure what it was last year, but I don't think it was much more than this. It was 6,000 and something.
Mr. Mm-hmm. White, I think historically, because y'all usually contract for this in the fall, but it's scheduled in May, I think the price that gets quoted for y'all, I mean, it almost makes that 30-day notice provision a moot point because they quote y'all the price and they're scheduled to do it in May, and so it's a wash in this particular situation.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the NASPO Value Point contract for fire alarms buying between Taney County and NASPO Value Point.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Taney County Regional Sewer District, the Turkey Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project.
Good morning, Commission.
Morning.
Should have before you a funding agreement amendment for the Turkey Creek Sewer Project in the amount of $1 million. There's also a timeline extension to the end of next year. Taking you back to the beginning of this project, we had a $10 million funding agreement for the Turkey Creek project. That was based off of engineers' best estimates at the time, back in 2018. We also have a funding agreement for the Ridgedale Sewer Project in the amount of $4.35 million. That was executed in 2018 as well. We are now complete with the first phase of the Turkey Creek Interceptor and have been working on completion of the second phase. The second phase was split into two separate contracts, one being inside Branson Lake Development, which is essentially complete. The second contract is the upper interceptor portion that will go from Branson Creek up to the end of Carlton Road. There was a piece of about 3,000 feet of the interceptor that originally was planned to be in the Ridgedale side of the project, and because of the access down Carlton Road and up the interceptor, we decided to put that 3,000 feet in the Turkey Creek portion to limit the impact to one of our property owners out there just the one time. If we would have left it in the Ridgedale project, he would have been impacted during the Turkey Creek portion and then turned around and impacted again on the Ridgedale. That amounted to right at $530,000. The contingency that I had in my original funding agreement was around 6-7%. Splitting the phases up has required some additional engineering. There's been some challenges out there. There's been some cost increases just from the nature of what's going on in the world. So I am requesting that a funding agreement amendment be approved in the amount of $1 million. That'll allow us to finish that Turkey Creek Interceptor up. And the plan right now is in the next few weeks to be bidding the Ridgedale portion to where around this time next year, or right at the end of the year next year, we'll be complete with that project altogether, which goes all the way out to Ridgedale.
Does moving the Ridgedale piece to the Turkey Creek piece, does that lower the expected cost?
It should lower the expected cost. That $4.35 million included that line from the end of Carlton Road, actually down the hill a little ways, all the way up to our connection where Top of the Rock Big Cedar is going to connect, and then where we'll spur off to go to Country Farm Estates, which is down Fruit Farm Road. We are seeing some really large challenges with PVC pipe. You probably have heard about that. The pipe increases are, what we're hearing, is 40% and a lead time of maybe even 6 months. So I'm pretty concerned about that project right now. So we'll see what happens when we actually get some hard bids and start putting some contracts in place. But there's a big shakeup right now in that world with the PVC.
That's the Ridgedale, the Big Cedar and Top of the Rock. That's the one that's going out for bid that you're concerned about.
Right. The Ridgedale portion has 14,000 feet of interceptor force main. It's 14-inch diameter pipe, so it's a good order of pipe, but they're just really disrupted right now. The PVC pipe.